Colorado murder rate dives after ICE deports trend to Aragua gangbangers. By Warner Todd Houston on May 14, 2025. New data shows that homicides in Denver and Aurora, Colorado, have experienced a significant drop in the wake of Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE efforts to take down the trend to Aragua gang members that had been causing so much chaos in the area. But local Americans are still being killed by President Joe Biden's migrants, including a 24-year-old woman killed in July of 2024 in Aurora by a 15-year-old reckless illegal migrant driver. The local prosecutor just offered a sweetheart probation and community service deal to the youth migrant who is now applying for humanitarian asylum. The numbers have taken a significant downturn in the first quarter of 2025. According to data from the Major Cities Chiefs Association, Xua TV reported. Homicides in Denver declined 58% during the first 3 months over the same time last year, and nearby Aurora saw a 36% decline during the same period. Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain added that all crime is down in his city. The city of Aurora and Aurora PD are actually in a really good spot right now. Our crime numbers are down 22.8% overall, Chamberlain said. The Trump administration made the Denver area an important focal point of immigration removals. Even as the president was being inaugurated, ICE had moved in to arrest 538 illegal aliens in cities including Denver. ICE quickly announced an expansion of efforts in Colorado to target members of the violent Venezuelan street gang, Trend to Aragua. But even as the administration ramped up its efforts to pick up as many of these dangerous criminals as possible, Democrats such as Denver Mayor Mike Johnston and Colorado Governor Jared Polis worked to thwart the president's efforts. The Trump administration even moved to sue Denver and state officials over the obstruction of federal immigration enforcement. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.